Welcome to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. I'm your host, Stephen L. Anderson, pastor of Faithful Word Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Well, today I want to talk about the Ninth Amendment. Now, the Ninth Amendment is one of the 10 amendments that make up the Bill of Rights. And the most famous amendment, of course, in the Bill of Rights is the First Amendment, which basically protects our freedom of religion, freedom of speech, freedom of the press, freedom of assembly, etc. Well, the Ninth Amendment is one that's a little bit less known, but it's an extremely important part of the Bill of Rights. Let me read it for you. It reads, "The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people." You say, what does that mean? Well, the Ninth Amendment is basically saying that just because certain rights have been listed in the Bill of Rights, that does not mean that those are the only rights that we have as Americans. Now you say, wait a minute, I thought that the Constitution and the Bill of Rights are what give us our rights. No, they're not. You know what gives us our rights? God. God is the one who gave us our rights. And let me read this quote to you from the Declaration of Independence, which is our other founding document, which came before the Constitution. This is obviously from 1776. Listen to this quote from the Declaration of Independence. "We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed." And so here we see that our rights emanate from our Creator, from God, and that governments are instituted just to secure those rights. And just because they list certain rights in the Bill of Rights, that doesn't mean that those are the only rights that we have. And the Ninth Amendment makes that very clear, that we have the right to life. And by the way, the right to life goes for every human being who is alive, and that includes children in their mother's womb. And so a baby inside of its mother's womb, even if it's only a few weeks gestational, it's still alive according to the Bible. It's still a person. It still has a soul according to the Bible. Life begins at conception. Well, let me go ahead and prove to you from the Bible that life begins at conception. Here's an example. In Isaiah 14, famous verse, the Bible reads, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." So in Isaiah 7:14 it says, a virgin shall conceive. Listen to this, Matthew chapter 1, quoting the exact same verse. It says, "Now all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying," here's Matthew 1:23, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel," which being interpreted is God with us. And so we see that in Isaiah 7:14, the Bible said a virgin shall conceive. That's quoted in Matthew chapter 1 as, "Behold, a virgin shall be with child." Therefore, if God knows how to quote himself, which I'm sure he does, then conceiving is the same thing as being with child. And so therefore, when it's conceived, it is a child. And so therefore, when the Supreme Court says that abortion should be legal, they are violating the Declaration of Independence statement here that says that we all have the right to life, and that that right came from our Creator. God is the one who kills and makes alive. Thank you for listening to the Trueborn Sons of Liberty radio broadcast. If you'd like to keep this show on the air, please send your donations to Trueborn Sons, care of KXXT Radio, 2800 North 44th Street, Suite 100, Phoenix, Arizona 85008, or visit us on the web at truebornsons.com.